that this lady Helen Baylor made some years ago. I tell you. And it just rang in my spirit, y'all. So I'm gonna do a little bit of that this morning. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Ain't he awesome? Our God.
Amen.
Is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom and power. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
From heaven above with wisdom
and power.
Love, our God is an awesome
God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Thank you, God.
He is awesome. He is mighty.
Tell it.
Yeah. The mighty God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He is a good God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. And his goodness is everlasting.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And my prayer is that his healing just flow through our bodies all day long. Let it just flow and does. And do what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Pastor, you know, I was thinking that and Elder Bush also. The Elder Bush and who and any other minister online this morning, that because Pastor, you know, Pastor has been doing the presider and the preaching. So, Pastor, would you like to be relieved of those duties?
That would be great.
They would be great.
Yeah, be fine.
Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. All right. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand before thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody have a song on their hearts this morning that we can sing?
Some folks worship money and the victory that it makes. Some folks sing for glory. To hear their say praising, but I live for Jesus and for him I sing. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's more than I can bear, I depend on Jesus, for he will always share. He's the King Almighty and a Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness, keeps me singing and though I cry. Jesus is my everything. One more verse. Oh, he's my everything. Yeah, my everything. Jesus is my everything. He's a light in my darkness, keeps me singing though I cry. Jesus is my everything. Oh, yes. Jesus is my everything. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He is my everything. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. None like him. None like him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, sir. Without him, we are nothing.
Bless
yes,
Lord.
Sir. Yes,
well, with him, we are everything.
Everything. And I wouldn't be nothing without him. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
We'll now do our affirmation of faith, something that we believe in.
Oh, well. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he's the maker of heaven and earth. Y'all come on. As the scriptures have said.
We believe.
Believe in Jesus. That he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was
He rose from the dead and declared victory of the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised, judge the world, and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
One God. One faith.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Glory to God. We now have our scripture reading by Mother Stella and our prayer by Deacon Wayne.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thirty-seven songs. Don't worry about the wick. This coming from the lid. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good.
Yes,
then you will live safely in the land and prosper.
Uh-huh.
Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire.
Yes, he will.
Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will make your innocence as clear as the dawn. And the judge of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who cross about their wicked schemes. Stop your anger. Turn from your rage.
Yes.
Do not envy others. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed.
Yes.
But those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. In a little while, the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Those who are gentle and lowly will possess the land. They will live in prosperous security. The wicked plot against the godless. They snarl at them in defiance. The Lord just laugh, for he sees their day of judgment coming.
Amen.
The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But they will be stabbed through the heart with their own sword, and their bow will be broken. It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and possess much. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but they'll take care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord take care of the innocent, and they will receive a reward that lasts forever. They will survive through hard times, even in famine. They will have more than enough. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in a field. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked, which borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Those blessed the Lord will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will die.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as once again that you have allowed us to assemble. And Lord, for that, we just said thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, for another day of grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for another day of just giving your name the praise. And Lord, just bless this service in a special way. Bless our pastor as he gets ready to bring the word, Lord. And bless us that we'll be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word, Lord. And Lord, just have your way in this service, Lord. Heal, deliver, and make free, Lord. Touch, Lord, as only you can touch. Heal, Lord, as only you can heal. Deliver, Lord, as only you can deliver. We're just claiming victory. We're just claiming thanks.
Thank
you, your holy name. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do.
Yes, God.
Just continue to have your way. We just thank you for this day, Lord.
Yes,
in
sir.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord,
and so good.
Yes,
so
good.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so good. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. I want to thank Mother Stella for the scripture on this morning. And we thank Deacon Wayne for the prayer.
Amen.
And the chant following the prayer.
Glory be
to God. Now it's time for the word, but is Sister Mary on here this morning? Macintosh?
No. Yes.
She is?
Yes.
Yeah, she's on.
Oh, well, we're going to call on you, Sister Mary, to give us a song before the pastor comes.
Amen.
How about that?
Glory be to God.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know.
My Lord.
But I believe I'll be singing.
Yes.
But teaching God's holy words. What was in my heart is in my heart. In my heart is in my heart. Yes, it is. I'll be serving the Lord. Sometimes my road get dark and dreary. I can't hardly find my way.
Yes.
Sometimes the burden gets so heavy, I just can't have it. Sleepless night and lonely day. But I believe,
yes,
if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong, because it's in my heart, it's in my, yes, I'll be serving the Lord.
It's in my heart.
Amen.
In my heart.
Thanks, Sister Mary, for that selection on this morning. Glory be to God. And now, what we've been waiting for and anticipating and expecting this morning, the word of God. Our very own Pastor Brennette is coming now to bring to us what God has given to him.
Amen.
Very own Pastor Brennette. Pastor Isaac Burnett Jr.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For this is another day the Lord has made.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Uh-huh. Yes,
thank God for this 268th day, I believe it is.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And we are still here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We need to give God some glory and honor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes, he is. He's a great God.
Yes, amen.
And he's still blessing us over and over again. In spite of our slackness.
Hallelujah.
He's still blessing us.
Yes.
If we were doing the thing right all the time.
Uh-huh.
All right. Isn't that a great God?
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Great God.
No matter what you do, how you do it and how you don't do it, or why you do it.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
He still blesses us that if we were doing everything right, like for the better.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And that's what we're supposed to be striving to do.
Amen.
Be perfect in our love.
Yes.
As the Father in heaven is perfect.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to be perfect in everything and all the other things.
Tell it, Pastor.
Love you can.
Tell it. Amen.
Hallelujah. He made you so that you could be. That he invited you, invited him in, he came in with love.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I like that.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go to the book of Corinthians to pass the scripture we go through a lot.
Uh-huh.
Lord, lead me back here today. Somebody needs this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
First Corinthians,
uh-huh,
chapter 10.
Uh-huh.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
First Corinthians chapter 10.
All right.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
First Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Are we there?
Amen.
Amen.
There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful,
mm-hmm,
who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
Yes, sir.
but will with the temptation also make a way to escape.
Yes, my Lord.
That ye may be able to bear it.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to be God. God is able.
Yes, he is.
God is able.
And he will do that for you. So you're going to go through.
Yes.
All right. The way's already been made.
Yes, right, my Lord.
Tell somebody I'm going through.
I'm going through.
Yes.
And the way has already been made.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is get in the way.
Get in the way, my Lord.
All right.
Amen.
It's like the city bus riding by your door every day. And you wish you had a ride to town. You just sit in your house and wish you had a ride to town.
Yeah.
Bus riding by your house every day. You got to get out there and get in the way.
Amen.
Man's not going to stop at your door and knock on the door until you come on.
No, he's not.
All right. Amen. You got to get out there and get in the way so that when he comes by, he'll stop.
Amen.
And let you on.
Yeah,
that's
so.
God has made a way for each and every one of us to go through every problem, every obstacle, every hill, every mountain, every tunnel, every valley, every storm of life.
Amen.
He has made a way for you to go through it.
Yes, he has.
Hey, we're going to go through. Our problem is we want to know how we're going through.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, don't worry about how you're going through, as long as you get through.
Amen.
That's true.
Hallelujah. So God's going to do that. The way has been made.
Amen.
All right. And all we got to do is keep that in mind.
That's right, my Lord.
The way is the word of God.
Yeah.
Get in the word.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Let the word get in you.
That's glory right. be to God. That's true.
Believe the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything will be
all right.
All right.
Amen.
If you will.
Somebody said somehow.
Somehow.
Some way.
Amen.
We're going to make it.
We're going to make it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about the how all the way.
Amen.
We just need to follow the word.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach
the word is the way.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Okay, and there's no other way but God's word.
Amen.
All the other ways are wrong.
That's right.
Yay.
They lead to destruction.
Amen.
Yes, even God's
way. We don't need to try to be doing like John and Silas and Sue.
Amen.
We just need to do like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so you got too many people out here to battle yourself after.
That's true.
But God is one.
Yes.
Somebody just said it in a song. One God.
Yes.
One faith.
Yes.
One baptism. So there's no need of confusion.
Amen.
You don't have to say, I need to try this way today and that way tomorrow.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
I try this and this not work. I go the other way. No. Yes. You just try the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
By believing what the word says.
I do too.
Don't be looking for a way.
Amen.
Just know that God is the way.
Amen.
And how do you know about God? God, the Bible tells us about God.
Amen.
All right, man.
The Bible is God's word. And it is God.
Yes, it is.
Speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Day in and day out. The word of God speaks to us clearly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's only one way.
Amen.
One faith.
Yes.
And one baptism.
Yes.
There had no temptation.
That's right.
Okay. No, I don't care what you say it is or what it, how it's going. There isn't a temptation. Nothing has come in your way to lure you left or right, to block your way,
amen,
to hinder you from going, that you're not able to go through with it.
My Lord.
You are going through because the way has been made.
Yes.
Amen. And notice that I didn't say ways.
That's right. One way.
I didn't say with way with an S.
All right.
Amen. The way. Single.
Way.
One way.
That's amen. Right.
Okay. One faith.
Uh-huh.
One baptism.
Yes.
And we keep forgetting that day in and day out.
Yes.
But we need to be reminded. It does not matter how bad it might seem to get. The way is still there.
Yes, glory be God.
Because where the word goes,
Everything
else is going to go.
That's right.
Okay, so there had not been a temptation that has taken you, that has come upon you.
Yes, my Lord.
Except though that other people have gone through.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Already,
man,
my Lord,
you can go through your history, your Bible,
You
see time after time after time after time.
Mm-hmm.
God has brought them through impossible situations,
yes,
glory be to God.
Impossible to us, but not to God.
My Lord.
So for God, all things are possible,
yes, it is
with Him, but without Him, some things are not possible for us. But with Him, we can do all things.
Yes.
Okay? And that's the thing we need to keep in mind. We can do this.
Yes.
With God as our helper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is our leader and our guide.
Oh yes,
He is.
Okay? We can do this.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We got a mindset as to how things ought to be.
Amen.
How it ought to work.
Amen.
And so that's your way. And I already told you one way. So if that's your way, that means there's no way. Your way ain't no way.
Amen.
Okay. On the way is God's way. Everything else is null and void. And void.
Glory to God.
It doesn't work.
Tell it.
Okay, you thinking it works. It's not working.
Amen.
It's complicating things.
Yes.
And making it worse than it ought to be.
That's right.
Amen.
So there ain't no temptation that has taken him, overtaken you, except those that everyday people go through. Okay.
Glory be to God.
So, and God is faithful.
Yes,
Amen. He is. Yes, He is.
Okay. He is faithful. What is
Lord?
Faithful mean that you can count on it. And believe it.
Yes.
Yes, God.
It always works.
It's
always on time.
Yes, He is.
He always will do. What He said He would do.
Yes,
God is just as faithful as the sun.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Thank you, God.
You in. Every day it rises in the west east.
Yes, sir.
Every day it goes across the sky. And sits in the west.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
24 hours. Day is in the same place. Faithful.
Tell it, Pastor.
God is just as faithful as that.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
Okay, you can count on Him.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
God is faithful.
Yes,
He
is. He is faithful to forgive you.
Yes, He is.
But we got to ask.
Tell it.
Ask.
Yes, sir.
And it shall be given.
Amen.
Seek.
And
ye shall find.
Yes.
And the door is going to be open.
Amen.
So when your ass is already done, so you start looking for it.
Yes, sir.
And thanking God for getting it done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you say your ass is going to be given.
Yes, it will.
So if he has his paper, he's going to give it. You missed out on it because you looked for it at the front door and it came through the window.
Amen.
Okay.
Right,
since it came that way, you missed it.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Your blessing done come and gone.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And you missed it because it didn't come the way you thought it ought to come.
Uh-huh.
He healed you.
My Lord.
Even though your pain is still there.
Uh-huh.
He healed.
Glory be to God.
You're still going through.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Okay. So we're going to go through the way it's made.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word of God tells in the book of Acts, 12th chapter, where Herod the king has stretched forth his hand to hurt members of the church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Herod done, he had James, the brother of John, killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that it pleased the people.
Yes.
The Jews, that is.
Mm.
So he went on to do some more harm to my other members of the church. And Peter, he tried to get Peter.
Amen.
But it came up to the time, by the time they apprehended him, it was unleavened bread time. Okay, the Passover. He didn't want to kill the body on the Passover because that would upset the Jews.
My Lord.
So what he done, he had him put in jail. And gave them 4 quadrants of soldiers. To guard one man.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he was solidly secured in jail. Okay. And he was intending to kill Peter after Easter. Okay. Therefore, God was he kept in prison.
Yeah, my Lord.
By prayer. Somebody said, but prayer.
But prayer.
And supplications to the Lord was made without stopping.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
They had a ritual prayer going on.
Mm-hmm.
May have not been the same person 24 hours,
but it
like if I pray in this hour, somebody else will start praying the next hour. Somebody
Amen.
Else will pray the next hour, going around the clock. Okay, without never stop praying.
Yeah.
This prayer was going up for Peter. Okay, and so the church kept on praying. Unto God, Peter. They didn't run him down for being in jail.
Glory be to God.
They didn't talk about him because he's been in jail.
Right.
The only talk that did was to the Lord.
Yes, yes.
About his
my
deliverance.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
The way was already made.
Amen.
Even though Peter was still in jail. And so when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers. And he was bound with 2 set of chains.
My Lord.
And they kept the keeper of the house, of the prison doors was there, and the angel of the Lord came upon him. Look at God fix it now.
Amen. Yeah.
Alright, angel came, and the angel's also watching over you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
David said, goodness,
goodness
and mercy.
And mercy.
Was following me all the days of my life.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you got some angels watching you.
You got some angels watching you.
Okay, so God knows what you need before you ask.
Amen. Amen.
And the light shine in prison. And that's where Peter was. And woke Peter up.
Yes.
That was on his side.
And
raised him up.
Thank you,
telling
God.
Him, get up, Peter.
Yes, Lord.
Get up quickly.
And
his chains fell from his hand.
Amen.
Now, Nobody there. Soldiers sleeping.
Amen.
And he woke up Peter. But nobody touched with the chain that fell from his hand.
My Lord.
That God. Making a way. For him to escape.
Amen.
That temptation.
Yes.
My Lord.
And the angel said unto him, gird up thyself. And bind thy sandals on your feet. And so he did just that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Peter hearing, but don't see no angel. He did what it said. And it said unto him, cast thy garment about thee.
Oh, glory be
and
God.
And follow me.
Yeah.
And he went out and followed him. And wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel.
Glory be to God.
But thought he was saw a vision. Okay, so here we are. Peter thinks he's in a trance. Following a vision. So he that's why it said that the angel was there, but he didn't see him because he his mind was somewhere else.
Amen.
You know how it is, you thinking one thing and seeing something else. I don't always see.
Yeah,
what's
right
in front of you.
Okay.
So he thought he saw a vision. And when they had were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gates that lead into the city.
Yes.
Which opened to them of his own accord. And he went out and passed through the street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. All right. So now the angel had got him out of the jail. Bound with two chains. Between two guards. The angel got Peter out of jail with no chains on him.
Glory be to God.
Peter opened the gate at the street entrance. And walked through.
Yeah.
And angel departed.
Yeah.
Now when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a certainty. But surely that the Lord had sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hands of Herod.
Well, it's so, my Lord.
All the expectations, the people of the Jews. So we're going back to that text verse.
Amen.
God will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
Amen.
But with the temptation, God's going to take the thing that's meant to destroy you.
Yes,
Pastor.
Turn it into a blessing for you.
Amen.
We keep telling you whatever the devil means for your harm.
Amen.
God's going to turn it into a blessing.
Amen.
Turn it around.
Yeah.
Yes, the way has been made. And whatever the devil said, you can't. God said you can do.
That's right.
Whatever the devil said that God won't do. God said I will do.
I will do.
And he has done and continued to do.
Amen.
In every day of your life.
He's
turning blessings around.
Yeah.
I will tell you. Stop hating people. Trying to bless you.
Amen.
They might mean it for that bad, for your bad.
Yes, glory be to God.
God's going to turn it around.
Amen. Yes, he will.
And he's going to use it to bless you.
Yes,
he's going to take temptation. Call you to get up out of your mind.
Amen.
And get into your praise.
Yes.
Continue to praise God.
Yes, sir.
He will take you through.
Yes, he will.
Praise God.
Yes. I already made a way for you.
Yes.
I made a way for you right now.
Uh-huh. Amen. So amen.
You
thank
may
you,
be able to go through.
Tell it.
God is
thank you,
everything.
Yes, he is.
God is.
God is.
All in all.
Yes, he is.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
He will.
He will
deliver you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Uh-huh.
Peter kept on going.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He went on to the house where the prayer was going on.
Uh-huh.
Sister Mary's house.
Yeah. Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Whose uh-huh. name was Mark.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Mark.
Uh-huh.
Mother's house.
Yeah.
And well, we're gathered there.
Uh-huh.
Together praying.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they came together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That prayer that was going on with that.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And as Peter knocked uh-huh. the door
yes.
of the gate,
uh-huh.
the damsel came to him,
uh-huh.
hugging and name, whose name was Rhoda.
Yes, yes.
And when she knew Peter's uh-huh. voice, she opened not for gladness, but ran in the house.
Yeah.
So Peter stood at the gate.
Uh-huh.
She was so happy to see him.
Oh, yes.
That she didn't open the door.
My God. My God.
Sometimes uh-huh. we get that way.
Yeah.
We lose track of what's going on.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
We got our mind set on God.
Oh, yes.
And we're there to give him praise.
Praise. Uh-huh.
For all that he couldn't continue to do.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Give him praise.
Yeah.
Give him praise.
Will do.
Uh-huh.
Give him praise for all he has done.
Yeah.
You need to just bless the Lord
uh-huh.
at all times.
Oh,
praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
God is.
God is.
All that we need.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Uh-huh.
Use the temptation.
Glory
to God. That's the way for you to escape.
Uh-huh.
That ye may be able.
Yeah.
To bear it.
Uh-huh.
Not say what I can't do.
Uh-huh.
Say what I can do in
can
Christ.
Do. That's
amen.
True.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So he will make the way for you.
Yes,
the
he
way
will.
Has been made.
Amen. Yeah.
Somehow.
Somehow.
You're going to make
some
it.
Way.
Yeah.
Some way.
Yeah. Some way. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's not uh-huh. up to us. About the how.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
that's the truth.
All we got to do is just know
uh-huh.
that it is so.
Definitely.
Know uh-huh. what's been done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That God has delivered.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is
God
everything.
Everything.
All the times delivered.
Uh-huh.
Who's on a 40-year journey
uh-huh.
to the promised land.
Uh-huh.
Well, they started out being on the 11th-day journey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But because they didn't believe the word of God.
Uh-huh.
They were punished for 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But not believing what God uh-huh. said.
Yes.
Don't let your 11-day journey turn into a 40-year nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
My
don't
Lord.
Let your one-day problem
uh-huh.
turn into a 40-year
yeah.
Glory be to God.
Some of us let one incident
uh-huh.
in our life
mm-hmm.
punish us by carrying that heavy load.
Yeah.
That's
every day
true,
of your
my Lord.
Life.
Yes.
Instead of just casting that care
uh-huh.
to the Lord.
Yes,
the way
sir.
It is.
Amen.
All your care
yes.
Yes.
upon the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Upon him.
Yes.
So he cares for you.
Cares for
the
you.
The way is
uh-huh
cast all your care
yes
to the Lord.
Amen.
The way is I can't uh-huh. say that too many times. The
yes,
way
sir.
Is
cast
all your care
yes sir
to the Lord, because I don't think nobody in this house
that's true
cast all their cares
uh-huh
on the Lord.
Tell
that's right my Lord
we mm-hmm. all fall short.
Uh-huh.
I'm casting a care.
Yes, we do, my
our
Lord.
Concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Our worries.
Uh-huh.
Because the word said, worry about nothing.
Nothing.
But we worry about this. We worry about that.
Worry about this.
Yeah, all right, now.
We worry in the morning.
Yes, Lord.
At noonday.
Yes, Lord.
Worry in the evening.
Glory be to God.
We worry 24 hours a day.
Yes, yes.
When the word says, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. Who's the one who you are? Let not your heart be troubled. The Lord, the way has been made.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
It means get in the word.
Get in the word.
The way is the word.
Uh-huh.
Get in the words and start having the trouble heart.
Amen. Amen.
Your trouble heart ain't not changing the situation.
Amen.
Amen.
You add no to the problem.
Uh-huh.
You just Lord got to worry God. About it.
Uh-huh. Amen.
You ain't got to worry about nothing.
No worry.
Tell it, Pastor.
Glory be to God.
You worry about it because you choose to worry.
Well, that's true. That's so true.
The way has been made.
Mm-hmm.
Been made.
Get in the
book. Amen.
My Lord, my God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So Peter was there standing at the gate.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And she went and told others. Came back and saw Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Praying without ceasing.
Amen.
Don't just pray and quit.
Tell it, Pastor.
Keep on praying.
Keep on praying.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Hello.
Don't say I'm tired of praying. Just that man ought to always pray.
Always.
Always.
And don't faint along the way.
That's true.
In your prayers, don't faint. Don't give up.
Amen. No,
don't give up.
In your prayers, know that the answer has been found. Mahalia Jackson said, I found the answer.
Yes, sir.
I learned to pray.
That's true. Hello.
Okay. So pray. Without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God has made the way.
Yes, he has.
He's enabled you to bear whatever you're going through.
Amen.
That's right.
And whatever you're going through is there because God says you need to go through it for his glory.
Amen.
And for your place in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were made for God's glory.
Yes.
You were made.
Yes.
Right. Hello.
Give them praise.
Lord, I thank you.
All the praise.
Yes, sir.
All the glory.
Oh.
All the honor.
Yes, Lord.
Belongs to God.
Amen.
You think you're supposed to get it. God used you to do what it is.
Amen.
So you give the praise to God for using you.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So much of you, he used you to do this.
Amen.
Just like it allowed Job to go through what he went through.
Amen.
Amen.
So he can get some glory.
Yes.
So whatever it is,
uh-huh.
Be like Job.
Yes.
All day, the Lord takes away.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Be like Job.
Mm-hmm.
Naked, I came into this world.
Amen.
Naked, I shall return.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's certain I bought nothing in.
Yeah, Pastor.
Can't bring, they'll take nothing out.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
We accumulate and we accumulate and we accumulate and don't know how to put it.
That's right. Amen.
And then we die and everybody else get mad with one another.
Yeah, Pastor.
Because everybody want the same thing.
Yeah,
and they didn't have maybe one thing, and got five children, and a 4 month set because one got it and they didn't get it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's so.
All right, but God has made a way.
Amen.
Prepare for your eternal life. The way we prepare for this earthly life.
Amen.
We try to get and get and get and get for this earthly life. We forgot what the word said. Store our goods up in heaven. Where the moths and the thieves can't get it and the rust can't roll it away. But on earth, somebody can come steal it.
Yeah. Amen.
And depending on where your finances are, you can lose it without even leaving the house.
That's true. Amen.
You can have $1 million in the bank today and no dollar tomorrow.
That's
all right, ma.
You ain't wrote no check.
Right, ma.
Okay. All right. But the thieves and the moth can come and steal it from you. God has made a way.
Amen.
Thank you.
Know that. Cast your cares instead of running somebody down and worried about them.
All right, now.
Disappointing you.
Yeah.
This is part of life. You just got to know how to handle it.
Amen.
And when you do that, things gonna work out.
The
way it's supposed to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk around with a smile 24 hours a day.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Okay. All right. And because somebody ain't doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your problem.
That's true.
Okay, that's God and that person's problem. They may not be doing what you want to do, but doing what God wants them to do.
Amen.
Well, he uses some people to get some things out of others.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
And I oftentimes say, and I'm closing, whatever you're looking for, good or bad,
tell it.
You're going to find it.
Amen.
Okay. Seeking shall find.
Yes.
Whatever you're looking for.
Glory be to God.
Good or bad.
Yes, sir.
You're going to find it. You can go to church. Depending on what you're looking for before you get there. Even if it's don't, the devil's going to make you see it.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to find something to put aside. You went looking for something to put aside. You're going to find a whole lot of stuff to put aside.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because nobody's perfect.
That's right.
If you're gonna looking for something to be looking for blessings, you can find a lot of blessings because your mind gonna be on how God making you through things and how God is blessing you, how he's lifting you up out of your mother clay.
Yes. Amen.
Placing your feet on a solid rock today.
Yes.
God is our way.
Yes. Amen.
And only way has been made.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't say you're going around the problem.
Tell it.
You can go through the problem.
Uh-huh.
We always want God to move this out of the way and move that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
God bless you and have a smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good word, Pastor.
Good word. God bless you.
Yes, yes. Good word.
Amen.
Invitations to the Church of God and whatever it is that you may need. It's your time to call it out now.
Amen. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you, and he knows what you're going through.
Why don't you cast all your cares upon the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. I may the grace of God speak to me and the Holy Spirit rest, food, and the Bible of man henceforth and forevermore. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.